This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Sefer Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, Parshas Tazria. We know that if one's entire body is covered in saras, tahar. Kulei hafach lavan, tahar hu. Perak Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Says the Chofetz Chaim, since a white hair is a siman tumah, it's a gzeres hakasav. Like Rashi says, v'ra'o hakohen v'timei oisai. Why, if your whole body turns white, is it a siman tahara? Says the Chofetz Chaim, after contemplating this, perhaps we could learn how abominable the midah of gaiva is and how desirous to Hashem is the midah of humility. Why? We find by Achav, king of Yisrael, in Malachim Aleph, Perkhav Aleph, that Hashem said to Eliyahu that he should go down to Achav and he should say to him in the name of Hashem, B'makoy ma'ashar lakuku ha'klovim es dam navois, in the place that the dogs licked the blood of Navois, Yilku ha'klovim es damcha v'gam ata. The dogs will lick your blood. That's not a good report. Let's say somebody woke up in the morning and got that report. That's not a good report. That dogs will lick your blood in the place where they lick the blood of Navois. But what did Achav do? He tore his garments. He put on sackcloth. He engaged in fasting. Hashem said to Eliyahu, Hareisa ki nichna Achav melfanai. Did you see Achav? You see how he humbled himself? Yan ki nichna mipanai. He's good. He's safe. He's saved. From here we see that humility has the ability to remove a decree of death that was decreed straight from Hashem. Certainly, it could delay a gezeira a long time. We know Chazal say in Erechin, Negoim come on Lashon Hara, on Shvichas Damim. Like it says, Meloshni Masei Sarei Oysai Atzmas. And it says, by Negoim, Letzmisos. Likewise, Rish Lakish says, what does it mean? Zois tia toras hamatsoira. Zois tia toras hamotzi shemra. What's the punishment of a matsoira? Badad yeshev michos amachene. And no tmeim are allowed to be in his company. You have a guy who's a matsoira. He's looking for some company, so he sees a zav. He sees a tamei meis. He said, oh, Come, let's hang out together, fellow Tameim. They look at me, ugh, ew, you're a terrible, we're just a regular Tameim. You're the Avi Avoy Satoma. They can't hang out with him. Nobody's with him. It brings him to have thoughts of tshuva for his terrible sin. And he's humbled. And then he's healed. This is all required by the Metzora, before his whole body turns into tzaras. If he has a white spot here, a white spot there, so then the Metzora could think, Mikrahu bilti tar. It just happened. Maybe he won't do tshuva. You know, a guy who has a spot here and a spot there, he might think, you know, maybe it's not. Maybe it's fungal. Or maybe it's viral. Or maybe it's, I don't know what it is. It's just a temporary condition. So the Torah said, no, this is no temporary condition. You're a Metzora. Go michutz l'machane. Go contemplate your spiritual status. You need to go michutz l'shosh machanois. And his being, becoming an outcast and his isolation together with his partial tzaras will purify him and humble him, and he'll realize, Me'ez Hashem hoisazois. But a guy who's covered from head to toe with saras, mikaf ragloi v'yad roishoi ein boi misoim. There's no, what's the guy gonna say? It's fungal? had, it's not fungal, if his entire body from head to toe instantaneously turned white. There's no such fungus. This is not bacterial. The guy's covered from head to toe. His inside, his lips, his nostrils, his toes, his palms, he's white. He looks like Frosty the Snowman. Yesterday he came into shul. People said, where'd you go? You went to Florida the second day? So he came in with a nice tan. He was looking good. The next day, he looks like Frosty the Snowman without a carrot nose. There's nothing this guy can rationalize and explain his condition other than the fact that he's a Metzora and he needs to fix himself good. And he humbles himself. Says the Chafetz Chaim, a guy like this, who's laka b'chal gufay, there's no way he's going to say that this is not a reaction to his medication. He's a Metzora for sure. And he humbles himself like Achav. And therefore, Taharhu. No process is required. Says the Chafetz Chaim, because psychologically, there's no question, this person will humble himself. The guy who just has a spot on him. Somebody says, why are you wearing a turtleneck today? We never saw you wear a turtleneck. He said, you know, it's a new look. It's in style. No, it's not in style. He just has a tsaras on his neck. You know, he's not necessarily going to humble himself. The guy walks into shul. He has his hat down on his forehead. So what's going on? No. It's a new look. It's yeshivish. It's chasidish. It's in vogue. It's stylish. Whatever ish the guy wants to call it. He could rationalize it. He could cover it. He could hide it. But when the guy has to come into shul and he's wearing a spacesuit, and nobody could even see his eyes, the guy knows that heaven has struck. And there's no question he'll humble himself. And if he humbles himself, that's all he needs. The greatest tahara in this world is humility. Today's the yard site of Harav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Miller would say, why does Ribbono Shel Olam bring suffering? Because Ribbono Shel Olam wants to engender humility. However, wouldn't it be wonderful if after Hashem showers us with chesed, the chesed humbles us, and we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't deserve, I'm not worthy of your chesed. So then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, wow, this individual was humbled out of, when I showered him with chesed, I'll shower him with more chesed. But the Chafetz Chaim is teaching that the greatest tahara is humility. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. I don't know where the Chafetz Chaim says this. I do not think this.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.